Hey, AfterBuzzers, we can't wait to talk about an all-new episode of Once Upon a Time. It's episode 3, The Garden of Forking Paths, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Gotta have this music every time we set the tone.
Never can
change
it.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's your lovely panel. Unfortunately, we're missing Carolina tonight. We miss you. We'll see you next week. But there's three of us lovely ladies here, and we can't wait to get into it. But before we do, I'm your host, Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. And Steph, where can they find you?
What up, everyone? I'm Steph Sabran. You can find me on IG and Twitter at Steph Sabran. I'm excited to be a part of the Resistance officially.
Yes!
What's up, you guys? My name's Lanisha, and you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
And guys, make sure you join us in the chat. We are so excited to talk about it, and we love your comments always.
Yes.
And I guess we should just get right on into it.
Let's do it. We got OC throw.
Oh my gosh. All right, guys.
For those of you who haven't watched the OC, you should just watch the OC side note.
They would.
My all-time favorite show. But that's totally besides the point. Thanks.
We all want them on a
Steven right now. Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
I'm so sorry, guys.
I'm sorry, monsters. Let's get into it. All right. So we've got a team up. We've got yes. new characters being
yes.
introduced.
I got my Princess Tiana. That's why I'm wearing my green.
She didn't even tell us that. Lanisha is committed. That is commitment right there.
She yes. called
let's
it.
Let's just get into Tiana first then. You know, so we finally get the introduction.
Yes.
I'm Tiana of the Resistance.
Leader.
Not
resistance.
Just part of it.
Leader.
She is the leader, people. The leader.
and you know, Cinderella, which also known as Ella.
Yes. Oh, yes. Newly.
Yes, newly Ella.
Thanks
new
to,
names now we
to
got.
Regina.
yeah. Call me Ella. So she was like, where were you before? How come you haven't stopped us? Which I was kind of like, fair enough question.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do you guys think about that?
Yeah.
I mean, it was last minute. Maybe she didn't know
right.
technically what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like any other movie, like when you figure out where are the police officers at.
right.
And they come at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But they're here now. I think that's the most important part, and she needs them now more than ever.
Yeah.
So, hello.
Yeah.
I think that they did come out as soon as they could. Obviously, they're busy, but mm-hmm. also they probably were like, why wouldn't she leave if it's that bad? If all the rumors are true, why
right.
couldn't
yeah.
she leave? Because then we find out that she kind of jailed herself in the house, essentially.
Right. And she knows how to kick butt. So,
yeah.
you know, did you really need them?
Yeah.
If anything, they needed you. She just
right.
said she wants you to join the team.
She's
so.
Not scared
yeah.
of anyone, I feel like, except for her stepmom.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that the reason we kind of got one of those answers when she was talking to Regina,
mm-hmm.
That she, I think, is just, she keeps blaming herself. So if
right.
she feels like she deserves this punishment. So I think
yeah.
that's kind of what it sounded like to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm
that
wrong.
That scene
no, that's
was
exactly.
my favorite,
yeah.
one of my
yes.
favorites, though.
Yeah.
Because Regina
yes.
just killed it. She gave the best pep talk ever after she almost killed Jeremiah. That
exactly
was crazy.
I
think it relates also to in the past episodes mm-hmm. between Snow White
yeah.
and Regina, like the Evil Queen, and their whole story. Snow White had to feel guilty. So if anyone could relate to anything,
right.
Regina could
yeah.
relate.
Totally.
So that was like the best pep talk ever.
Yeah.
And if anything, she's going to know exactly how to handle it, how to get it all done.
Right.
Team Regina all day, baby.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And it's so nice to kind of see her in this new world of, you know, she's a hero now. And she has
yeah.
been for a really long time. But now that we're kind of in this new beginning, I feel as if I'm almost forgetting what the old Regina was like. Because the
yeah.
season has just already captured her so much as a hero.
Right, right,
and,
right.
But I feel like, you know, in the old seasons, I feel like I constantly was reminded of that. But this season, I can tell we are finally officially
yes.
giving her a new start.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sneaking in a little bit of that taste that we love of the
yes.
Evil Queen.
Yes.
Like her outfit.
I like when she's
yes.
like that, when she's dressed like that.
That was my favorite outfit. I love the
yeah.
Evil Queen's wardrobe. So I'm happy that they redressed her.
Right.
I feel like Ronnie's wardrobe even stepped up a little bit this
yeah.
time.
Yeah, most definitely.
She changed the hairdo, which I appreciate. He was killing me.
Yeah, but so we've got a great team up going on in the other realm, which also starts to kind of answer some questions.
A lot of questions that I was wondering about.
Right, so even the scenery kind of gives you more of a vibe of to how they could have gotten stuck into Hyperion Heights. Because they're all in a resistance, and I think that's kind of... probably one of this huge resistance, it's almost going to be like a war, maybe is part of the reason why we get stuck in this curse.
I mean, she was listing all the ingredients that they had in the past curse, like what the black fairy does. Yeah. Like, that was like the main key of a curse. So we figured out, and now we know that she knows, Lady T knows. I knew that she knew. I knew that you knew, Lady T.
Right. Well, then now it's like, so I guess that's about the resistance. We've got the gang is all ready in full force, ready to fight. Yes. Ella stuck around, thank goodness. But
now we know about Anastasia.
Yes.
We know about the second
that was
step
so sister. Creepy.
So let's dive into Anastasia and Lady T. You know, a lot went down in that last like 3 minutes of the episode. And I was even like, how do we bring this all together? Because it made sense.
Right.
We've got, So Anastasia and then also,
other stuff.
Yes. No.
Which one?
What? At the end. Why am I?
Rapunzel.
Yeah.
Which we think. We can't confirm, right?
I am saying that's Rapunzel. What do you guys think? I want to know what.
Yeah, I do
want to
know.
Do
what
you guys
think
that it's Rapunzel? Like,
I know.
And then even in the last chat, like everyone was saying, like Rapunzel's coming in. Rapunzel's going to be Hook's daughter. Like, so there was a lot of Rapunzel coming in.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which also kind of gives us some sort of answers with Lady T as like, so she has some sort of vengeance amongst Cinder. Rapunzel, and then she also had a little bit towards Hook before he turned the good Hook.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, do you know what I'm saying? Are you following? Sorry.
What I noticed with her and Roger is the little love spark that went on.
Oh, yes!
Real quick. I was thinking you were spot on last week with that. I was like, that's not going to happen.
He was checking her out dead on.
Yeah, like something weird, but that's weird, is it not?
No, she don't know
but
him.
But that's not... can you explain to me what you're talking about? Because so I thought it's not weird because it's Roger and not Hook.
The Hook. Hook had his romance
Hook
with Emma.
With Emma.
Now we get Roger. He needs his true love, and it's going to be the leader of the resistance, Tiana. Tiana.
You got to do that every time now.
Sorry, guys. It's been a long day for some reason.
Oh, you thought it was Hook.
No, I thought you were talking about... I thought you were saying Roger and... Because I think I was talking about Regina at one point, so I thought you were saying Regina.
Oh.
But no, yes, Tiana, I think, definitely.
I know they thought that, because she was just like, and this is your father? He's like, I'm single, letting you know.
Which, okay, so I feel like we're a little all over the place, so we'll stick to Anastasia first, and then we'll go back to Hook, and we'll go back to Tiana. So Anastasia is the stepdaughter that got killed, and we don't know what happened.
Yeah. All we know is that Ella has something to do with it, and she feels guilty. Yeah. But I feel like in another episode, they're going to reveal.
They have to.
Yeah, they're going to. They're going to reveal exactly what went down and how did she die. But I feel like that answers so many people's questions, because everyone was asking, where's the other stepdaughter? It's not a Cinderella story without the other stepdaughter.
Well, and we wanted to know what the stepmother's vengeance was so bad, like why she wants to ruin both neighborhoods, potentially have started this curse to begin with.
Right.
And keeps going, now is willing to get the whole resistance involved. So.
Right. And it's interesting. So do you guys think that whatever it may have been, because Ella clearly feels very guilty about this.
Yeah.
So do you think it's something that like maybe it's, I don't know. Do you think it's something like a Snow White story where it was like she didn't realize what she had done?
I think so.
I think she does realize it, because remember with Mary Margaret, she found out later on, like, oh my gosh, I got him killed. Like, she found out when she was older.
Right.
Cinderella, clearly she knows what she did, and that she's the reason why that the daughter is dead.
Which is a huge spin on this story, because we've never seen that kind of evil side, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Which also is a really cool bond between her and Regina, because like you said, she kind of feels for her and can kind of relate. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't think it's going to be that bad. Yeah. I think it's going to be an innocent mistake that is really obviously ended in death, which is horrible.
Right.
But I don't think it's a Regina thing. I think it is more similar to Snow White, where it wasn't anything vengeful or bad, but she obviously really feels bad about
it. Right. And, Lady T is just evil. I mean, her dad's already dead. You already got the dad killed. Why are you going to try to make her kill now her brand new true love? Because now we do see that Ella is really falling for Henry in this episode. So, come on now. Why are you going to make her kill? She just now finding love. She opening up.
And that's another reason why Henry, I feel like it's not going to be that bad of of how the death happened, because Henry's obviously going to find out.
Right.
And
he's
obviously still on board, and he's so pure. He couldn't handle if someone was killing people.
I feel
people.
Like sometimes at times Henry's a little clueless.
Yeah.
Of what's going on.
A little.
Just a little bit.
Just a teeny bit. But speaking of Henry and now getting into Ella's love story, I think we saw the first spark of a connection today when he was about to walk away from Cinderella.
Yeah.
Jacinda in this situation.
In the real world.
Yes, in the real world. So they had to make a petition in order to save the garden, which has all of the flowers.
Yes.
So all of these flowers are showing a sign of belief and hope that are coming back.
And clearly the sign of the other realm.
Right.
Yeah.
Which Lady T doesn't want anybody to know, obviously, so she tries to go, tear it down. But what's also kind of confusing in this is, for me, I was just trying to figure out, I'm still wondering the connection as to what does Lucy, oh my gosh, duh. The reason she's trying to keep Lucy away from her mom is because she
Lucy's
doesn't want her
believer.
To believe.
Yeah, her heart's protected.
Oh my gosh, I think I just had a realization, guys. I'm sorry about that. It took me a while.
Well, it was the last part of the episode where she kind of told us what her plan was, which is so creepy.
Yeah, let's just talk. Okay, so that was creepy. So we've got the petition, and we finally see the first signs of belief and hope through Henry and through Cinderella. I don't know whether to call her Cinderella, Ella, or just
Jacinda. In this realm, real world, she's Jacinda.
But we're seeing the belief come back, and we're seeing the whole town come together. How many episodes do you guys think it's going to be till we start cracking the code on this?
A lot, because you know that the writers do itsy bitsy, but they can't just give us all at once, because if they do, then what's the point of watching?
Yeah. I'm getting so excited, because it's we obviously know that kind of progression, so I'm ready to jump in already.
And I'm happy they're answering certain questions.
Yes.
But now I'm wondering about, because as you said, when Henry was starting to believe, when hope is there, it crashes down when he sees the cemetery.
Oh my.
I hated that.
I wanted to cry.
And that shows someone does have full control of magic down there.
Exactly. Yes. And the weird part is who heard him say that he's looking for his family and trying to find the cemetery of where they were? Who's spying on him?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it has to be with Lady T, because she's trying to make sure he doesn't gain any sort of hope or belief.
Right, but he didn't tell anybody but Lucy that he was trying to find his family,
Not necessarily, because I believe he was explaining it to Roger, too.
But there's a reason it went away, and there's a reason it came back.
Right.
So there's two forces working against that.
Well, did it come back, or was it just another in another section?
No, it came back. He went to the same place, I'm pretty sure, to check again, because they had been talking about it all day.
But then I would be like,
magic.
It came back.
That's what I mean.
I would keep the faith.
That's what I was kind of confused with, because I couldn't tell his exact location.
No, but he's confused. Like you said, he's kind of slow sometimes.
He is.
He doesn't believe in magic, but all of a sudden he can't find his wife and daughter's tombstone.
Right. And she gave you a glass slipper. That thing was really shaped like a slipper. Like the front part, that was really shaped like a slipper.
Man.
I would have believed. I would have been like, girl, I don't know about you, but you're right.
She's been saying, my mom's Cinderella. And then she randomly takes you down a tunnel and you randomly stumble upon a glass slipper.
Yo, that girl is brave. No one was watching them. She just jumped in the hole. She's in a bar. No one ever watches that girl.
Yeah.
No.
Respect.
Clearly,
Lucy's a rebel herself, just like her mama.
Man, well, I thought when they were down there, I thought they were either going to like arrest Henry for like kidnapping Lucy, or they were gonna find fairy dust or something. Or
yeah,
some
I thought, I honestly thought that he was gonna get arrested.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting because it shows that the underground is the same as the underground in Storybrooke. So
yeah,
like how close are the realms or stories intertwined or connected? You know, because we don't know. We do have, I think, a couple more characters coming back. I think in bits and pieces, maybe. So that's going to be interesting to see if maybe, I wonder if Storybrooke is going to be completely gone, like, altogether, or if, because technically,
or if they're going to start combining it,
right, or see some sort of comparisons. I don't know, but only because we still have Hook and Regina.
We still have the tie to Storybrooke.
Yeah, so, like, we have people that we could put into it, but, I mean, that could be opening up a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, and that might confuse
Rose. And that whole scene also showed that Lady T really did have it all. Did she have it all planned out that the shoe and the coffin was there, you know?
Right. Well, this is something that
I don't think she knew the shoe was there.
Yeah.
But she was definitely looking for that coffin.
But Lucy got played regardless. Well, not really. It helped Lucy's belief, but it tricked her.
Oh,
because Lady T still has, that was the whole point. That's what she was looking for, not the shoe.
No, yeah, right. She was looking for, and Lucy was just looking for things to show Henry in order to believe, because he needed that tangible thing.
But at the end of the day, Lucy's still winning because she's still believing, and all Lady T wants is for Lucy to lose complete faith.
Yeah.
Right, which she's clearly not. Mm-hmm. Which also, I'm still forgetting, like, how does she have all, like, how did she just believes?
She didn't lose her memories because she's the truest believer.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
And her heart's protected. So I think.
Oh, that's right, because we talked about that at the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. Right. So, okay, true. I mean, before we wrap up the whole, like, Henry, Ella, everything, it's exciting that we're seeing progression with their love story.
Yeah.
Yes, because I know that's something you wanted to see.
I wanted the spark, and I finally got the spark today. I think they looked at each other.
Even when she left the shoe for him, she goes, I have to leave this for a friend. I was like, you know he's not a friend.
And he was staring at her as her hair was blowing in the wind. Like, when she was, like, hugging Lucy, he was, just staring at her, like,
picturing family, like, that's my family, like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's get into maybe lesser of exciting news and just Lady Tremaine's MO. I mean, I feel like things are kind of all over the place, so let's break it down a little bit.
Okay.
So, we've got Lady Tremaine, we find out that the whole reasoning behind doing whatever she may be doing is because of her daughter. She wants to bring her daughter back to life. So, one of my immediate questions was when I saw Anastasia's body was, is that the reason she's protecting something, or maybe there's something in the real world, this realm, that can help Anastasia come back to life?
Well, she said it in the very end, and that's why I think it's Rapunzel.
Right.
And I know y'all agree with me. It's Rapunzel, because think about, like, Tangle, like, how her magical her hair was. She was very powerful.
Yeah.
Right.
But she was kind of like a dark type of Rapunzel. I liked it, though.
Yeah, I did like it. Mm-hmm. But obviously something had to happen from the time where she's given Cinderella this ultimatum where she has to pull the heart, or something happened to the resistance, and then the curse happening. So either she, like you said, it's all been caught, like, this is all the plan and a part of the spell to get her daughter alive, or something went wrong.
Right.
Something definitely went wrong, because she probably thought that everything was going to come along with the curse, but then, hello, everything that comes with magic comes with a price. So she probably had to figure that out.
And what's interesting is what she said this episode was that I may not have magic, but I have friends that have magic.
Yeah.
Like, it really, really, like, pushed that label today. So it's like, who was helping you out?
It must be her prisoner.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think she'd been had Rapunzel. She'd been had her, I think.
Oh, so it's just been like, kind of like a Rumpelstiltskin thing. When oh, do you think Rapunzel could be that evil, like an aversion of Rumpelstiltskin?
I don't know. That would be a weird twist on her story.
It really would.
Because it's like if she's a prisoner and she's basically talking, Rapunzel's, or if, you know.
I think we kind of already had that, though, with Alice.
Yeah.
Like, we don't,
we don't even know what Alice is coming back for, because she was the first episode jumping off roofs.
Well, I seen the promo, like a little sneak peek of the promo, and we're supposed to be seeing a lot of Alice for the next one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Woo! I'm excited about that.
So many things just like going on. But yeah, so. But Lady Tremaine, I mean, obviously, I mean, I think I was telling you guys the last scene with Lady Tremaine and Rapunzel, I was just kind of trying to figure out, where does the power lie? Because even Rapunzel's confusing us, but yet she's in shackles, right, and can't move and can't do anything.
Oh, I don't, but she wasn't helpless, though. That's what I liked about her, because it's like those mind games that she'd be playing with people.
She's
like,
not helpless because she knows she's capable of something.
Right.
But I think that Lady T does need her, or else she wouldn't. She's acting like she doesn't need her, but she obviously does. There's a reason she has her locked up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's a reason she's keeping her contained. Right. So she needs, and she doesn't have magic.
Except the magic wand.
Thanks, guys. Sorry. Sorry for all those listening. I tried to hold it. Okay, sorry. Go on.
The fairy godmother's magic wand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She still has it. That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is really powerful.
Mm-hmm. So she has that. She has Rapunzel. And then she also has the black fairy dust.
Right.
And she's paying the contractor.
Yeah, that's true.
And she got some bribing money. So money's power, too.
Which also, like, man, she's, like, got a lot of things going her way. But let's not bring the black fairy dust back. I was scared of that lady. I do not want to talk to her.
Yeah, she was scary.
Oh, no.
She just needs to
be dead.
Just, like, the weird things that they, like, with, like, it was just so sad. Like, it was depressing.
Yeah. I felt with Rumpel that time.
Yeah.
I was just like, dang, your mom's worse.
Right, man. So let's hope the black fairy doesn't come back in any way, shape, or form. But, Lady T and everything, she's just really evil. I'm wondering.
Crazy.
Yeah, like, there's just so many, you're right, mind games. It's not a lot of tangible things where you're seeing with, like, the queen that had all the hearts in the boxes. It's more so she has this guilt and anger, and she wants revenge, and that's what she's seeking.
She just wants Cinderella to suffer, and she wants her daughter to be alive, and she doesn't care who she hurts. That's her daughter. So it's kind of like now let's think in the villain's mind.
Right.
Is she really bad? Yes, she is bad. But is she really bad? If it was your daughter or your child, how far would you go to save them?
Right. Which is crazy, because that's kind of what we're seeing Cinderella do. She's trying to leap through hoops in order to get back to her daughter.
Right.
And, you know, her and Lady T is stopping her and way she can.
And then she's trying to play like she's nice.
Manipulate her with the home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Cinderella was so dumb for She was just, she was desperate. I'm sorry. She's not dumb, because she's obviously one of the smartest characters.
She really wanted to be with her daughter.
She's clouding, she's letting the desire to be with her daughter, rightly so, cloud her judgment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it ended up, she was so mad, her daughter.
I was mad.
When she saw that.
I was mad. Yeah. I was like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. She's not going to do it. And then she did it.
I know. When I saw her burn the papers, I was like, no! And that just took so much time and effort.
They just tortured us with it, too. They just had a slow-mo fire on the paper. I said, no!
And you just knew it was burning inside slowly, as they were having the conversation.
They were really torturing us. I was like, blow it out, blow it out.
Really, though? Because you're like, this can't be... But then she got the whole town together, which I was excited.
Yeah.
I was like, man, what kind of blast did she send out to get the whole town?
Well,
Also, she got Ronnie.
That was another Ronnie Regina come-out moment. It was perfect.
That's her letting you know, and that's the writers letting you know she is still the queen.
Yeah. Well, she said it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm just your queen.
I love
Yes,
that.
You are.
Cute little...
I love Ronnie. I really hope that we get to see some alone scenes with her trying to figure out herself and her character and who she kind of, how she plays into this.
That's
all.
True.
I agree.
Because I think, like, we all know that we love Regina and we've grown with her character so much. Like, she's had the most character development beyond anybody. I mean, Hoka's obviously had some too, but we've seen the progression more in depth with her.
Yeah. Because, she didn't stay back for nothing.
Right. Like, so I think it's going to be really exciting to see where her storyline may go and see how her happy ending could evolve.
Yeah. Because I feel like the good, since Regina's parted ways with the evil queen and now Ronnie, we always see her reaction with other characters. Like, she's constantly in that help zone, which I think she needed for a while, but we don't have her own story.
Right.
Which is, I agree with you, that's what Most I would definitely. Like to see building.
Right. Now, that's what I do besides Princess Tiana.
Yeah, I agree.
I got that, so now I want my other wish, which is to be Regina, to be happily involved with somebody, get married, you know, have a kid.
Yeah. Shipping her off.
Like, have the whole Hook and, like, Emma story for them kind
of
thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just want her to find true love.
Yeah.
She's clearly, like, she loves that she's with her son and everything, but he's grown up, you know?
Right.
He's living his life.
Which, I meant to ask you guys this last episode, it was last episode, when Emma, we found out Emma's destiny. What was kind of weird to me is I'm like, in what realm did Henry grow up? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because he left 18 and came back grown.
Well, because when Hook and them were all, like, they all have stayed the same age, so I'm wondering, like, what realm
they've just been hopping different ones
in order to grow up.
That's
like,
true.
Maybe there's a realm where it ages you.
That's true. Well, no, because even in the Enchanted Forest, they all did age. And then storybook, they don't age.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I get what you're saying now. Okay.
So I was just thinking,
which realm allows the age to grow?
Right. Because I thought it was kind of funny because it was like such a surreal moment seeing Emma and her son like as an older version Hook.
Right.
You know?
Like and a long time though. That must have been. Accurately speaking, he's what, 10 years older than where he left? And there's no way Emma's having a baby 10 years later. So maybe I would want them to, unless he's a young father, which is very plausible.
Like, maybe he's 25.
Yeah.
Nah, I want to.
Regardless, I'm happy with the character choice. I do like the new Henry.
I love the
so
new
if
Henry.
It takes skipping ages somehow,
we all agreed he's hot.
He's
okay,
great.
So whatever way he fast forwarded, we're good with it.
But I do want to see like what you were saying before about Lucy, where that gap is,
because
we see how they met, like how Henry and Cinderella met Ella. Sorry.
Right.
Henry and Ella met, but now, like, what time frame or how long was that war?
Yeah.
For when Lucy came in.
Right. That's true.
Because that was a long war then.
Yeah.
That was a long war.
Yeah.
She's 10 exactly. now, right?
Man, yeah. So we still have so many answers. So that's the beauty of the show. We get a little, and we still have so much more to be excited about.
Exactly.
So why don't we get into some predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Alrighty.
Lanisha.
Okay. So obviously, like I said, that is Rapunzel. And I think when she gets released, I think her hair is going to be that magical power. And she has a lot, like kind of like how Regina was with her sister. I think it's going to be that type of battle, like Rapunzel versus Lady T.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be that epic battle, and we're going to have that whole season just versus them.
Yeah. That would be cool. I think the Resistance is going to definitely start plotting stuff now that they kind of have an idea of where Lady T is at and how far she's willing to go. Because they have a lot of sources and resources that they can use. So I think that's going to start developing. And then I think another villain is going to be introduced.
Yeah.
Ooh.
See, I think that villain, I kind of have suspicions that Rapunzel is kind of has a little bit of evil in her. I'm not sure. Like, I just feel like there's something like that.
Oh, she definitely does.
Well, she's dark.
She definitely
she's dark.
She kind of gives me the same vibes that, like, Rumpelstiltskin gave me. So I'm wondering if, you know, she grants these wishes or whatever in terms of a price, you know? Like, maybe that's how it is. But, I mean, I guess we'll see. I mean, if she's going to be Hook's daughter, maybe it's like a barter system, you know what I mean? It's kind of got
those
pirate vibes in
there. And then I would want to know who's the mom.
Yeah, that's still a huge question.
We know there's a daughter, but where's the mom?
Yeah.
Ooh, but I do know, special for you guys, that next episode, we're supposed to be finally filling the questions of Belle and Rumpel. We're finally going to get that Rumpelstiltskin and Belle story. So you guys stay tuned for that one.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. That's
good news, Lanisha.
Yes, that is great news. We should actually start bringing in our news segments to the show as well.
Most
definitely.
I think
we've just been so excited about getting off on the ground running.
Well, because it's a totally new story, so there's so much to debrief.
Right. We just had to get our breather, but now that we got our breather, we're going to bring some more epic stories for you guys. in the other, our future shows.
Right. All right, well, I think that about wraps it up for this episode, guys. Thanks again for joining us in the chat. You guys are amazing. We so appreciate it. Again, where can they find us on social media?
Thanks for joining us, you guys. I'm Steph Sabraw. You can follow me on IG and Twitter at Steph Sabraw.
Hey, you guys, I'm Lanisha. I had so much fun with you. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A. 914.
And hey guys, it's Ali Nasta. Find me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ali Girl. And don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms and follow our new channels. We've got some sci-fi channels. We've got TV competition. All of the channels you can imagine. So make sure you go to subscribe to them. We'll see you next week. Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.